Now, if you've ever wanted to visit Devil's Lake State Park, but you haven't been able to, you have another option, courtesy of our next guest, a virtual tour of the park using Street View from Google Maps.
Using a special camera on loan from Google, photographer Christopher Pitts was recently able to capture images as he hiked the trails of Devil's Lake. Those images were later stitched together to create 360-degree panoramas that recreate the area in all of its glory, and they're available to view right now on your computer or your smartphone. He's also submitted photos from dells of the Wisconsin River State Natural Area, as well as Cascade Mountain.
Christopher Pitts joins us now to tell us more about these projects. He's a Wisconsin-based photographer and owner and manager of Christopher Pitts Photography, LLC. Christopher, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first off, can you tell us how you got involved taking these pictures for Google Maps Street View in the first place?
Yeah, photography has always been a passion of mine. Whenever I can find time, I'm always looking for ways to get more involved in photography. I happen to be Google searching just Street View images and 360 photography, and I found the program, and I just thought it would be a fun way to explore new technology while taking photos.
Now, I've been around Devil's Lake up on the bluff trails and things like that. I've been downhill skiing. I've done neither of those things with 50 pounds of camera equipment on me. Can you talk about what it's like to do these things with all this heavy stuff?
Yeah, I tell you what, the first trip I did was to the West Bluff Trail, and it was the first time ever at Devil's Lake I got to the top of the bluffs, and I decided to just keep moving. I didn't want to stay up there for very long, but then over the course of the journey when I was doing it, it became easier and easier.
Why did it get easier? Were you just getting stronger?
Yeah, I think, you know, at first you have the backpack on there, it's pretty tough, and then, you know, after a while your body starts getting used to it.
And now talk about how this works. I, you know, think of taking one still picture, and if it's me, it's a bad picture. How do you take pictures that cover this 360-degree? I mean, you can, when you look online, you could spin around and look up and down and zoom in on the pine needles. How do you capture that?
Yeah, so the camera has a computer system in it, and the camera head has 15 cameras. So every time I'm taking a step, it's taking 15 pictures at the same time. So, you know, over a course of maybe an hour-long hike, it's thousands and thousands of photos that it's capturing.
Wow.
As I walk along the trail.
And then you've got to stitch them all together. Isn't that kind of a monumental task?
Yep. Well, they loan out the camera system, and then basically I do the dirty work of hiking and everything, and then everything gets that I captured gets sent back to Google. It's all on hard drives that are in the computer system of the tracker pack, and then they take those hard drives and they stitch everything together from that point on.
As a photographer, what was it like to play with these toys?
I thought it was great. I mean, the minute there was actually a semi truck that dropped off a pallet of the equipment, you know, I was pretty awestruck at that time, and couldn't even fit everything in my car. So, it was almost like Christmas where I was just unpacking everything and it was a pretty neat experience.
And I'm assuming you've looked at these, checked them out. Does it really feel like being at the park?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat. You know, I did it in the fall. The first time I did it, it actually rained, so in the lenses can't get wet. So for the pictures, because otherwise there'd be droplets on it. But yeah, it was a good time.
And this was kind of a labor of love for you, right? You've had a lot of experience hanging out, hiking around at Devil's Lake.
Yeah, I love Devil's Lake, and it was just kind of a fun sabbatical. You know, I did the river, the Wisconsin Dells River, mm-hmm. In Wisconsin Dells, and Devil's Lake and Cascade. I mean, they're all fun things that I enjoyed doing, and I love hiking at Devil's Lake. And, I mean, just overall, I thought it would be fun. I generally take pictures of those places anyway, so I thought this was just another challenge and a fun way to just get outdoors and take some photos.
So for anyone who's itching to get outdoors, maybe they can check these out and enjoy them, but are there other practical uses that you think maybe these photographs could be used for?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, for someone that hasn't hiked Devil's Lake, I mean, some of the trails, like the Balance Rock Trail, the Devil's Lake, the West Bluff Trail, I mean, they're difficult, steep climbs where there's stone steps that you're climbing. You know, if someone's just thinking about going, I mean, now they have an opportunity to actually, you know, take a look and see, you know, whether they're up for the challenge of hiking the bluffs.
Now, for the Cascade Mountain one, I imagine, given the expense of this equipment, you did not actually ski down the path, right?
Well, I actually did ski down.
You did,
path,
with all this gear.
Yep, and I did the easy and the, I guess, the blue and the green courses. I didn't do the black diamond ones because I didn't think I didn't think I could slow down at that point. But anything that seemed realistic, I did.
How would you describe the value of having a record of what these natural areas were like at a certain point in time?
Yeah, I did it like Devil's Lake. I did over the course of late fall and into the wintertime. You know, I'd like to potentially get out there in the summertime as well. But you know, when talking with Google, they're going to post these. They posted these images now. But you know, if I go back and do it in the summertime, then people will be able to click on, you know, both the winter or the summer and kind of get different experiences. But yeah, I mean, you're basically just caught in the moment and you can basically just explore, and I think it's great.
I got to ask, as you're hiking around or walking around, whichever the location is, I imagine this is not a tiny little thing like a GoPro where it's inobtrusive. Did you get a lot of weird looks carrying around this 15 camera rig?
Yeah, I mean, if you follow some of the trails, you can see people that have taken pictures of me or looking. But I mean, the time I did it was more of an off-season time, so there weren't a lot of people hiking the trails at that time. But yeah, when I was on the ski hill and I was getting off the chairlift and everything, I was getting a lot of questions and people asking me stuff.
Well, sounds like a cool project, Christopher. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
That was Christopher Pitts, a Wisconsin-based photographer, the owner of Christopher Pitts Photography, LLC. And he was with us there to talk about his Devil's Lake photo project for Street View from Google Maps. And we've got links up on the Central Time Facebook page if you'd like to take the virtual tour of Devil's Lake and beyond.
And it is a lot of fun with that Devil's Lake one to spin around and be like, yeah, I've stood right there. And you get a taste of that without leaving the office.
Coming up, our guest looks at the future of scientific research under the Trump administration. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrat. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.